The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Ki Tzeitzei. In Perek Chof Gimel, the Torah tells us about various nations that are allowed to enter into Klal Yisrael or not to enter. So it brings four nations. It states, Lo Yove Amoni Umo'ovi Bekal Hashem Gam Dor Asiri Lo Yove Lehem Bekal Hashem Ad Olam. The nations of Ammon and Moab, they're not allowed to come into the congregation of Hashem. What is it referring to? It's referring to after Gerus. If a person is Megayer, and once he's Megayer, then they are considered full-fledged Jews. Nevertheless, Ammon and Moab are not allowed to marry into the central community of Klal Yisrael. And even to the 10th generation. And our sages explain, that means forever. What do they do? Two things. When you were coming to their land, they didn't come out to meet you with bread and water. When you were going out of Egypt and coming to Eretz Yisrael, and they should have. Instead, they prevented you from coming into their land. And secondly, it was Moab, the king of Moab went, and he hired Balaam to try to curse you. And to curse you, and also to find ways and means of getting you to do chet, averus, transgressions. B'le'ov ha'ashem alakecha lishmai al bilom, ve'yafech ha'ashem alakecha locho esa klola livrocho, ki ahevecho adinoy lehecho. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't listen to the curses of Balaam, and he turned the curses into brochas. Le'sidre shleimam v'teivosim kol yomecha le'elam. You should not seek out their peace or their goodness all of the days. Now it comes to two other nations. Leisisaiv Adomi, Kiyochichohu, the nation of Edom, which is Esav. You shall not hate him, because he is your brother. Leisisaiv Mitzri, and the nation of Egypt, you shall not hate, because Kigerho Yiso Biatsoi. Because you were a stranger in their land when there was famine. Yosef was king. So Yaakov came down with his whole family, and Pareh put them up in Eretz Goshen, Tov Tuv Eretz Mitzrayim, the best of Egypt, the best of the land of Egypt. So he had a place to stay. Now Rashi explains that you shall not hate Edom, even though there is good reason why you should, because when you came near their land to come to Eretz Israel, they came out with the sword against you. So there's good reason that you should. But I'm commanding you that you should not, because Edom is Esav, he's your brother. Egypt, there's also good reason you should, because they turned to be your arch enemies afterwards. They took your children and threw your children into the river. And they were meshabed, they enslaved you for so many years, for centuries. So really, there's good reason why you should hate them. But because they were aksanyo lachem b'shasat chak, they became a home to you when you needed a home, like we mentioned, therefore, you shall not hate them. Boni mashi yivoldu lehem dor shlishi yovei lehem b'kal Hashem. If they're Megaya, they convert, then the third generation afterwards can marry into the central community of Klal Yisrael. This is what the Torah tells us in regards to these four nations: Ammon and Moab, and Edom and Mitzri. Now, we see that Ammon and Moab, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was merachik, he distanced forever. He said they can never become full-fledged Jews which can marry into the central community of Klal Yisrael. Two reasons are given, like we mentioned. One we can understand, but the other is very difficult. This that they said, this that the Torah says, because they went and they hired Bilam to curse you, and later on Bilam was the one who gave the etzah, he gave the advice to the king of Moab: send in your daughters. The king of Midian, both of them, send in your daughters and try to seduce the Klal Yisrael to acts of Avodah Zorah, idolatry. All right, this we can understand. Rashi says that we learn from here that Hamachti es Chaveray is more severe than Shohorgay. Someone who brings his Chaver, his friend, to hate, to Avera, is more severe than even killing him. Egypt only tried to kill us. So that's in this world, but not in the next world. But it was Moab together with Bilam. They tried to take us out of this world and the next world. So therefore their onish, their punishment, is even more severe. So this we understand. But what is the Torah telling us the second reason for? Lekid meschem belechem mayim, that they didn't come out to meet you with bread and water, with provisions. We can understand to come with provisions is a very good thing. It's neighborliness. It's more, it's chesed. But how do we find such a great punishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was merachik them, he distanced them forever, because they didn't come out with provisions to meet you? Further, what is this chesed? This is not even one of the seven mitzvahs of the Bnei Noach. If we examine all of the seven mitzvahs that the Bnei Noach, that the sons of Noach were commanded, and we don't find they were commanded in giving us chesed, in doing acts of kindliness to others. So why are we holding that against them? This question, this kasha, the Ramban asks, and he explains. He says, because these two nations, Ammon and Moab, where did they come from? They came from the union of Lot and his daughters. They named them Moav, which means from my father, and Ammon, which means from my nation. And Lot and his daughters should have been killed when HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, because they were amongst the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. They were no better than them. Why were they saved? They were saved in the schus of Avram Avinu. Avram went and he fought against HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save all of Sodom and Gomorrah. He wasn't successful in that, but at least he had merit in which to save his relatives, Lot, his nephew, and the two daughters. So their entire existence was owed to the schus of their great uncle Avram. Now, when the seed of Avraham was coming through the desert, and they asked for sustenance. So these nations surely should have come out with lechem o'mayim and to give this to the seed of Avraham. And from the fact that they couldn't find this within them to do, so we see that this is a nation which can never identify with Avraham or his seed. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu was merachik them, distanced them forever. So actually we're not speaking here of a teiris onish. It wasn't a punishment. So like we said, they didn't transgress any of the seven mitzvahs that they were commanded in. It was a reality. In order to come into a nation and to marry someone from that nation, there has to be some type of identification. There has to be some type of compatibility. Identification and compatibility with the seed of Avraham is based on Stock of a Chesed. Here you had a case of the antithesis of Stock of a Chesed. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, this will never be compatible. And therefore he said, even Dor Asiri, the tenth generation, forever, Lo Yove Bekar Hashem, cannot come into the central community of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara brings in Yevamos, Daf Ayin Tes Omer Aleph. There was a group of people that were known as the Gibonim. And they went, this was during the time of Dovid HaMelech, and they killed a number of sons of Shaul, of King Saul. There was a justification to it. However, these people should have waived the justification on the basis of rachem, of compassion. But they held their ground and they refused to waive the justification. After that, Dovid HaMelech, the Gemara brings, placed a decree on these people. And the decree was that this nation should never, the Gibeinim, should never be allowed to marry into Kahal Hashem, into the community of Hashem. And he learned that from this. Someone that does not have in his heart chesed or rachamim can never be a shidduch with the Zera of Avraham. And the Gemara brings Shleisha Simonim Yesh Be'umazu. There are three signs in the seed of Avraham. Rachmonim, those who have compassion. Abayshonim. Abayshonim are those who are humble and shy. It's the opposite of Azus Ponim. They're not abrasive and aggressive. And Gemli Chasodim, and those who want to do good for others. And the Gemara learns each one out from a pasuk. Rachmonim diksiv nosan lacha rachamim v'richamcha v'hirbecha. We spoke about this in the shir 2 weeks ago. This is a pasuk by Iran Didachas. Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you rachamim. And then he will be marachim, he will be compassionate to you. So we see that Klal Yisrael has rachamim. Bayshonim diksi bavotia yirosa al penechem. When in Pashas Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to them and they saw. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm coming to you and I'm letting you see in order that this should make an internal implant in you, and you will always have the Yiras Hashem implanted in you, on your face. This is the busha, this is the humility, and the baishonis, the opposite of the azus. Gemli Hasodim. Where do we see that? So the Gemara brings the Pasuk, which is written in Parshas Lech Lecha by Avraham Avinu. Then it states, Ki Yadativ, Hashem says that I have brought Avraham Avinu close to me, and I'm separating him from all of the other nations and his seed also. Lemana sheyitzav is born of his base, Achrav, because I know he will command his children and his household after him. Lishmor es derech Hashem, to guard the way of Hashem. Laseish mishpat utstoko, and to do justice and stoko, and charity. So there we see of the chesed. So therefore, David said, "Kol sheyesh bei shleisha simonim halalu, reili dovek b'umezu." All who have these three simonim, they can come into this nation, into Klal Yisrael. But someone who does not have these three simonim, they cannot come in. And therefore, he decreed on the gibonim, Yisr Chasnos, that they can never marry into the central community of Klal Yisrael. In Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, it is brought that when a person goes to look for a zivuk, a shidduch, people always ask, what should I look for? So there in Shulchan Aruch is Paskin, this is what you should look for. See, you have to look for someone with these three simonim. That they are Baishonim, they are humble and shy, Rachmonim, they are compassionate, and Gemli Chasodim, and they want to do good for others. The source, when it comes to Chesed and Stoko, like the Gemara brings, was Avraham Avinu. And Avraham was the Amud, he was the pillar. And this, the Torah is full. We see that Avraham, when it came to Stein Vamora, he even wanted to do chesed for them. He fought with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save Stein Vamora. When the angels came, Avraham didn't know what to do for them. He ran here, he ran there. It's a whole sugya in Perek HaSecher Sapelim in Bog Metzia, where the Gemara goes on and on what he did for them. He says he prepared a meal for them, for those three, which was greater than the Suda, than the meals that Shlema HaMelech would prepare for his people, Be'ez Malchusai, when he was king. And we see even further. Then it states Avraham built an Eshel Avraham, a pundit. He wanted to teach chesed to the world. Then we see further. We see that if Avraham couldn't do chesed, he was mitztayer, he was upset. Kodesh Baruch Hu had in Parshas Vayera had made it a very, very hot day because he didn't want people to come and bother Avraham. A very hot day, people will stay home. They won't travel. And meanwhile, Avraham was having a great deal of tsar, a great deal of anguish from this because he had no one to do chesed to. So Kodesh Baruch Hu had to send the Malachim. And it goes on and on. The Rambam brings, we've mentioned this many times, but this is something very, very profound. If you ask someone, of all the mitzvahs asays, we have 613 mitzvahs. Shasa mitzvahs leisaseh. That's 365 mitzvahs leisaseh. And the Ramach, that will be 248 mitzvahs assays, positive commandments. So of the 248 positive commandments, which commandment would you say is the one that a Jew should be most adherent to, should give most attention to, should be most careful, most scrupulous in its fulfillment? Of the 248 positive commandments, now we could give a lot of suggestions. We could say Bris Milah, because Bris Milah and Korban Pesach, because those are the two positive commandments which carry an Einish Koris, which has the most severe Averis if you mevatel it. Mitzvah Tzitzis, you want to say Tzitzis is very important, because the truth Tzitzis, it says you remember all of the mitzvahs. Moral goes to great length on that. Sugis and Mesechta Menachos. Or you could say mitzvah tefillin. Tefillin goes right on the body, or you could say mezuzahs, or you could say matzah and pesach. What can be more important than matzah and pesach? Or we could say sukkah. We can go on and on. Okay? The Rambam says differently. The Rambam in Perek Yud, of Hilchos Matnas Anim, says Chayovin Onu Lizoyer B'Mitzvah Stoker Yase Mikol Mitzvah Esay. That a Jew is obligated to be more scrupulous with the mitzvah of stoker, of charity, more than any other positive commandment. He says it very clearly, and nobody argues with it here. And why? So what's so important about stoker? He says all mitzvahs are important. It's very hard to distinguish between one mitzvah and another. The fact is, it states out here mitzvah kala, kala beinecho. A person shouldn't say that this is a light mitzvah, this is a not so important. You shouldn't say that on any mitzvah, shein ato yedea man skorin shel mitzvahs, because we don't know. We don't know. Could be something that's light in our eyes, is very, very serious in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. Eh? So we don't know. So then, why tzedakah? Different reason, he says. Shehatzadik simen, tzadik zera Avraham Avinu. Shenemar ki yadati v'laman ashi yitzav esbonav lasei tzedakah. He says, because all mitzvahs are important. But the mitzvah of tzedakah is a hallmark. The mitzvah of tzedakah is an identification. When someone is able to give tzedakah with an open hand, that's an identification that comes from Avraham Avinu. If someone is not, then it's a shaila, it's a question. Where does he come from? Because tzedakah, Avraham taught to the world. And he taught it to his children. And his children kept it scrupulously. And he brings the pasuk that we bring. L'man asher yitzav esbonav ubeisai lasei tzedakah. Therefore, when a Jew gives generously, he's following in the path of his Zayda, of Abraham. If he can't, if he doesn't. Now, he says further, he says, call me Shu Akzori. Whoever is an Akzor. In other words, he has cruelty in his heart. Someone needs some help. He can't find it in himself to give it to them. Yeshlochus liyachusai. His ancestry is under suspicion. His ancestry is under suspicion as to where he came from. It's questionable if he came from Abraham. Shein achzoris mitzuya ela ba'akum. Because when it comes to cruelty, that's only found by the idolaters. It's not found by Yisrael. And therefore, he says, this is a mitzvah that we have to be more careful and more scrupulous than any other mitzvahs. Because this is the mitzvah of Rachmonis. Now, when we speak of chesed and tzedakah, there are madregas, there are levels, which, let's try to clarify this evening. And the Maral clarifies them for us in his Nesiv HaChesed, Gemilas Chesed. First of all, we have the highest level, which is the Madregas HaChesed. And this is what is known as Chesed HaGomor. And that's to do good for someone who might not even need the good. If he doesn't need the good, why are you doing good for him? can understand if he needs it, good, but if he doesn't need it, why are you doing it? The answer is as follows. If you're doing good for someone because he needs it, then the action is also instigated by the makabel, by the recipient. Because he needed it, I'm fulfilling a need. But if you're doing good for someone even though he doesn't need it, then the act is all mitzad ha'nesen, all from the aspect of the giver. If you give money to a poor man, it's very important. But that really was instigated by the poor man, because the poor man came to you, or because there's a need, so you're fulfilling the need. If you give money to a man who's not poor, a wealthy person, why are you doing it? That's what, it's a gift, it's matona. Why are you doing it? You're doing it as an eish chibah v'ava. You want to show endearment. That's a greater level. Because that's kula mitzad ha'nesing. It's all from the aspect of the giver, not from the recipient at all. That's why the Gemara says that when you give tzedakah, so it's greater if you give it b'seser. It's greater if you give it secretly. Not to be mefarshim, not to publicize the mitzvah. Unless the Gemara says that if through publicizing the mitzvah you can get others to give also, then that's a mitzvah gedola. That's why we have a minhag to make public mishaberich, so you put a plaques. Because the Gemara says, Godul ha'ma'ase yeseh mina oseh, to cause others to give tzedakah is even greater than to give yourself. But otherwise, it's a mitzvah to give it privately. You shouldn't shame him, and also, why should you publicize the mitzvah? But the Gemara says, if you give a matona lechaveri, it's a Gemara in the first parak, in the second parak in Shabbos, if you give a matona lechaveri, a gift to your chaver, this is just the first parak, I believe. There it says, mitzvah lahedi'ai. It's a mitzvah to let him know who gave him the gift. Why? Because the purpose of the gift was not the gift. We're dealing here with a wealthy man. What does he need? What you're giving him. The purpose of the gift was that it should be a sign of endearment. So if you don't let him know who gave it, so you're defeating its whole purpose. And that's why the Chazal, the sages tell us, tztokos lanim. Chesed is bein lashirim bein lanim. Tztokah is just for the poor. But chesed, you can do both for the wealthy and the poor. Tztokah is l'chayim. Tztokah is just for the living. But chesed, you can do both for the chayim v'hameishim, both for the living and the dead. They don't need anything, but you could still do chesed for them. So the greatest level of chesed, which is where the giving is totally motivated from the sad, from the aspect of the giver, and there is nothing really which is influencing him to give. There are no outside external pressures influencing him to give. Even the situation doesn't influence him to give. So then why is he giving? He's giving because he wants to do good for others. So what is this a sign of? This is a sign that he has a lot of goodness in him. And not only he has a lot of goodness in him, but he must share this goodness with others. This was Avraham Avinu. He had so much goodness in him, he had to share it with others. That's why when Avraham had no orchim, he had no guests, no travelers. If you have someone to take care of, good, we can understand why you want to take care of them. But if there's no need, so what's the problem? For example, Mishulachim come. If they come, you must give them. But if they don't come, so you got a problem? See? Avraham had a problem. Because if they don't come, he was mitztayer. He was upset that he couldn't share his goodness with someone. Travelers come, you got to take care of them. Well, there's no travelers that day, so there's no problem. Avraham had a problem. This shows And this is what the Maharal refers to as the Teiv HaGomor. This is the ultimate in goodness. This is the Chesed HaGomor. So this would be the highest level of Chesed. And this is also referred to as a Matnes Chinam. You're giving someone a Matona, even though he might not be deserving of. This is the Mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Chesed not only with those who need it, and not only with those who deserve it. He does Chesed even with those who do not deserve it. He sustains the whole world. And he's sustaining the whole world. He's Tzaddikim and Rishoyim. We say, Chein v'chesed v'rachamim. So he sustains the whole world with Chesed. That's the highest level. Then you have a level below that. And that's the level of tztoka and rachamim, compassion and tztoka. Now that's what we mentioned, where there's a need, so the person reacts. He reacts to fulfill that need. It's a poor man, you have to help him. It's a hungry man, you have to feed him. There's umlolim, downtrodden people, you must lift them up. People who are sad, it's the greatest mitzvah to be mesameach them, and so forth. Why is this called tztoka? There's a question. Then why do we call this tztoka? Tztoka is from the word tzedek. Tzedek actually means emes, truth. Tzedek, tzedek, tiddadayf. Bezdin shel tzedek. The Maharal explains because this is from one aspect, this is a chesed. Why is it a chesed? Because you're giving from what belongs to you to someone else. When I help someone in need, I'm giving them mine. Why do I have to give mine? So from one aspect, it's a chesed. But from the other aspect, there's a justification why you should do it. See, by chesed itself, there's no justification why you should do it. You're doing it only because you want to do it. There's not a justification. But by tztoka, there is a justification why you should do it. Because if you have and he doesn't have, justice requires you should give it to him. It's not total justice, because you could come with a counterclaim. Look, but mine is mine. Why do I have to share it with him? Let him go work and make some money for himself. You see? So therefore it's known as rachamim, a tztoka. But it's a rachamim that is a tzedek to. Because if you are fortunate enough to have it and he doesn't and he needs something, share it with him. That's why it's called tztoka. And this, like we mentioned, is a step. It's a notch downward. Here again, there's an external force which is putting pressure on you, and actually, what you're doing is reacting to it. Like we say, a Meshulah comes and he tells you the whole story of all their difficulties. So you're reacting. You must help. You see? So it's a reaction. But it's not giving at its purest. Giving at its purest is where the origin is in you yourself. We'll speak about that a little more in a minute. If we would go a notch further down, you'd come to another level, which is known as Din, or Emes, the Yosher. Now that is what we would refer to as what is pure justice. Pure justice means accordance to the exactness of the law, which is important. We have to have that in the world also. if the world would only exist on rachamim, so then we would never know what belongs to who. That would be where the world only exists on rachamim. There you'll have a total situation of what socialism and communism want it to be, where everything belongs to everyone. See? Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He created the world. It's brought with two of his names, with the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey. That's Rachamim, and with Elohim. And the Gemara always brings, where in the Torah it says many times that the Balei Dvorim, the litigants, should go to Elohim. Zu Bezdin, it refers to the Bezdin. That's the law. You have to have law also to know what is mine and what is yours. And that everyone has to stay in his own territory. And law must be exact. We had in these parishes where it's Loisakir Ponim. The judges are not allowed. Ein Marachmin Bedin. When two litigants come to the Bezdin, you're not allowed to be Marachim. They're coming for the Deen, you have to give them the Deen. Because you can't say this man's a poor man, we'll give it to him, or this man's a rich man, and therefore it's not good for his reputation, we'll give it to him. This you're not allowed to do. That's why you always have that the picture of justice is usually illustrated by a woman who's blindfolded and she's holding a balance scale. She's blindfolded because it says Leisakir Ponim, you're not allowed to recognize anyone in the deen. And the balance scale means that it has to be perfectly balanced. So this is deen, mishpat. And this the world also needs. So that would be a notch further down. Now, if we look from the other side, from the side of people or the world that will lack this. All right, let's first start with chesed. Let's say that we have people that do not come to this level of chesed that we spoke about. But at least they have the rachmim and stoko. This perhaps would be tolerant. If you have a nation of people that are marachim, they're compassionate, they do tztoka where there's a need, but there's no chesed. This perhaps would be tolerant in the world. Not by Israel, though. Because this is not derech Hashem. Notice in the posuk where it states, ki yadativ, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I chose Abraham because I know he will choose his household and sons to follow in his ways afterwards. Lishma derech Hashem, lasis mishpat u'tzdoka. We know what mishpat is. That's the deen. We know what tzdoka is. But what's lishma derech Hashem? What does it mean, lishma, to guard the derech Hashem? To guard the derech Hashem is the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Deos, this is Derech Hashem. And it says, the Gemara brings in many places, Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, you should walk in Hashem's ways, and it brings chesed. If we look by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see he didn't stop with Din or Tztoko, but he built a world which was built on chesed. How do we see that? One way we mentioned. He doesn't sustain only those that are only fit for that. He sustains everyone. Another way is, the Maral brings, and I think we quoted it in this year not long ago, it states by the Paris of Eretz Yisrael. He gave us chitin usa'orim, gave us the grains. The grains are something that we need. From there we make bread. And lechem yisod, bread sustains a person. So that we must have. Then he gave us yain v'shemen, wines and oil, it states. Now, what do we need the wine and the oil for? So it says, yain yisamach levav enosh. Wine brings simcha. And oil, tatzil. Oil is wonderful to put on the skin of a person. Makes him radiant. So we see that he's building a better world. He wasn't satisfied just with sustaining the world. He wanted his creations to have even more. Now here we're already entering into chesed because we didn't necessarily need that. And then the Maral asks, what did he need the remainim and the te'anim and the devash tamorim, the pomegranates and the figs and the honey of the dates? What purpose did that serve? He says that was the tainuk, the tanugim, for enjoyment. So we see when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us a world, didn't want to give us a world that we could live on bread and water. Didn't want to give us a world where we could even have a glass of wine with it or some good oil. But it had to have tainugim also. Luxurious foods also. And this was the whole world that way. Because rotze leheiti vesabriyos, because he wanted to do good for the people. So we see the derech Hashem was to do chesed. Fact is, it is brought that the whole reason why he created the world was in order to do good for the creations. Give them a chance to earn reward and to earn in the world to come. Now, here there was no need for that. He created the people. So if we would have someone that can do tztoka and rachamim and not chesed, that's a very good level. But you cannot say that he's guarding the derech Hashem, the way of Hashem. This is not his way. Now, let's say that we come to a level of people that cannot do tztoka v'rachamim. But mishpat they do, yosher they do, emes, the truthful people. Now we can understand that people that are not truthful and people that do not keep mishpat, these are criminals. So away with them. But what happens if you have a nation that's very truthful? They guard mishpat and they're emes and yosher, but they have no tztok in them. They have no rachamim and kol shekein chesed. So many people would think, but what's wrong with that? No, you know what Chazal say on that? That was stained by amora. That was stoned by amora. How do we know that? Because the Mishnah Masechet Ovos states, "Ha'eme sheli sheli v'sholcho sholcho, yesheimrim zumirstein." Someone who says what is mine and what is yours, is an opinion that's midstein. In other words, I won't take from you, and you don't take from me. I won't give to you, and you don't give to me. You stay in your place, and I'll stay in my place. Stone was a land that was blessed. Before the Churban of Stone Va'amora, Lot chose it. And there it states it was Kigan Hashem, was like Mitzrayim. It was from the most luscious lands. And it was benched with a wonderful brocha. So the Gemara says, what did they say? They said, let's bar all travelers from here. Let's keep away everyone from here. We don't need anyone. And they became what was known as isolationists. They didn't want to mix with anyone. We'll take care of ourselves, you take care of yourselves. That's why the Gemara brings that if in cases where you cannot share with your neighbors, harizah midas daim, this is the midas daim. And midas daim is taught, even though, let's say they kept what was true, they kept what was upright, but not being able to share with anyone else, that's contrary to the world. Because the Chazal say that Kol ha'elam loving zeh mizeh, the whole world relies on everyone else. If you examine the creation, you'll see that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, where everyone is reliant on everyone else. You might, firstly, for example, you might be a builder, but you're not a shoemaker. So for buildings, you'll do your own building, but to fix your shoes, you're going to have to go to someone else. And the other one can be a shoemaker, so he'll fix his own shoes, but he's not a tailor, so he's going to have to go to someone else. But it states, even all of the celestial beings, it says, borrow from each other. Because the night creeps into the day, and the day creeps into the night, and they are all intertwined, where each one is borrowing from each one. So, if you would have a world that could not share and could not give, then that would be totally contrary to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, when we come to our case here, once we start to examine it in this light, we see that Ammon and Moab were really from the low nations. Because firstly, they should have done chesed. They didn't do any chesed. They didn't come out with lechem amayim, with bread and water. Secondly, they should have at least done stokah. Because reality, Klal Yisrael didn't need it. They had the mon, they had water, but they didn't know that. So they should have come out. They were holchim d'rochim. They should have come out, and they were wayfarers. They couldn't even come with the stock of a chesed. But thirdly, they couldn't even come out with mishpot, with shuras hadin. Even worse, because this, that they would have repaid Klal Yisrael, this was more than repaying them, just repaying them a chesed. This was mishpot, because they owed it to him. There's a in Sefer Yeshua, when the Meraglim, when the spies came to search out Yericho, Jericho, and Rochav hid them, and she saved their lives. So she told them as follows. This is in Yeshua base, Posegud base, and Posegud Dalet. Vato Yishovel nor li ba'ashem ki osisi mochem chosed. She says, now swear to me by Hashem that I have done for you chesed. Vasisem gamatem im base ovi chesed, that you should also do chesed for me. Unesatem li os emes, and give me a sign of truth. Bachisem es ovi, ves imi, ves achai, ves achosi, ves ochi, ves achosi. And save my father, my mother, my brother, my sister. Ves kol ashelahem. Now two questions. She said, I did chesed for you. I saved your lives. I want you now to swear that you'll save my lives. But she added, she said, give me an os emes. Besides chesed, she said, give me a sign of truth. And then she said, you should save my father, my mother, my brother, my sister, and everything that belonged to them. What was she saying? The spies owed her a favor. All right, so we'll save you. But why all of a sudden do we have to save your whole family? You only saved us. And what's this that she said, give me an os emes? They answered her, "Vayomru lo anoshim, osinu imcho chesed ve'emes. We will do with you chesed and emes." So the Vilna Gaon says as follows. He says, when you do a chesed for someone, and they return that chesed, he says, that's not chesed. That's not chesed. That's emes. It's not the level of chesed. That's only the level of emes. Why? Because they're returning that to you in payment for what you did for them. And the chesed you did was not in payment for anything. Chesed is not done because it's in payment for something. In other words, you do someone a favor, they owe you one. So when they return the favor, they've only paid for the favor, but they didn't pay in totally, because when you did the chesed, you didn't owe them anything. Like we said, chesed comes from itself. So he says they're going to have to do twice chesed in order to make the score even. And that was the same thing. Rachav said, I didn't have to do anything for you. The fact that I risked my life to save you, that was a tremendous chesed. If you now do a chesed for me alone, you're not doing what I did for you. That's just repayment. So therefore you have to do chesed and emes. And you have to repay also me in a way where you'll save my whole family. There are many places where the Torah tells us, in the Chazal, that when it comes to Kapora, we're coming now in Elo, when it comes to Kapora Sachet, that a person needs to atone for various transgressions. So it's brought Torah. Torah is from the greatest kaporos. And the reason for this is, there are two reasons. First of all, when a person does chet, so this is the contrary to what is true, what he's doing. This is a sheker in chisorin. This is a lacking in himself. And Torah is the ultimate in truth. So therefore it's mechaper, it atones. Secondly, when a person does chet, when a person learns Torah, he raises himself to the level of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He bonds himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this way, he elevates himself far above the chet, because the chet comes from the lower levels of the person. The chet comes from the physical level, even if it's from the heart or from the emotions, but it's not at the level that a person rises when he studies Torah. So therefore, the Torah is a wonderful kapora. But we have also sources that chesed also is from the greatest acts that can bring kapora. And the sages, the Chazal, bring that from a posuk in Mishlei, Tesayin, posuk Vov, "Bechesed ve'emes yechupar oven." That Shlema Melech said, through chesed and emes, emes would be truth, emes would be Torah, yechupar oven, an avera becomes atoned for. The Gemara brings, this is a Gemara in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, in Yud Ches, and it's also a Gemara in Yevamos Kufei. The Gemara brings that the house of Eli, who was the Kohen Gadol, and his family did some great chatoim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu became very angry, and he took an oath. And he said, and he made a gzar din, a decree, L'chein nishbati leveis Eli. He made a decree that im ischaper oven beis Eli bezevach hu b'mincha, and they'll never atone from this decree with a zevach or a mincha, even with a korban, a sacrifice. And the decree was that every descendant from the house of Eli will die before they reach manhood. So the Gemara brings that Rabban Abaye mir beis Eli koosi. Rabba and Abaye, two great Amoraim, they came from the house of Eli. Rabba dosik b'Torah, Rabba learned Torah, he lived 40 years. Abaye dosik b'Torah u'b'gimilas chasodim, Abaye that learned Torah and did great chesed, he lived 60 years. So the Gemara says, but it says that the decree will never be atoned for, even with sacrifices. So the Gemara answers, with sacrifices it won't be atoned for, but with Torah and Chesed it will be atoned for. Now, to explain this very briefly, but we'll have to be very brief because the hour is getting late, maybe we'll have an opportunity to elaborate more on this. Yes. Chesed is a great kapora for a number of reasons, the Maral brings. First of all, it's at the opposite pole from chet, because when we were given the different levels, chesed was at the top. And to do something which is totally contrary even to din, this was at the bottom. So therefore the chesed can come as a kapora. There's a second reason also, and that is that when we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask him not to treat us with mishpat, not to judge us with exactness. You should overlook many things and close your eyes to many things. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, well, why should I overlook things? Why should I close my eyes? But a Baal Chesed can come with a claim, because the Baal Chesed is the one who overlooks the judgment and the deen all of the time. If the Baal Chesed would go with deen, he would say, why should I constantly give and give and give? It's mine. The answer is, I overlook this and I say, give it to him, give it to him. So just like I always overlook the shuras hadin, the exactness of the deen, then you also must overlook the exactness of the deen. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that. So that's why with chesed is Yechu Paroven, will be a wonderful kapora. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't reject the Baal Chesed or the Baal Tzedakah. That's why it's said Tzedakah Tatzel Mimogah, Tzedakah saves a person from death. A person who comes and he measures everything just like that. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also going to measure everything just like that, and then we're in trouble. But when it comes to the Baal Chesed or the Baal Tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be exact with him. He says, this person is the ultimate in goodness. When someone came and asked him for something, he didn't take out a cheshbon and said, I've already given the budget this year, I can't give any more. He said, look, I got to give him, finished. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll have to do the same thing. So that's the second reason. But there's a third reason also which falls in line with what we've been saying. And the Maral says that just like a person comes to the highest levels of Dveikas Hashem, of bonding himself with Hashem by learning his Torah, because there he actually bonds himself with the Seichel, with the Seichel, the intellect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. He's also coming to these highest levels through Chesed. Because the whole world was created to receive. The whole world lives on receiving. We are recipients all of the time. Three meals a day. Always drinking. Always breathing. And all life is like that. And we receive constantly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we receive constantly from everyone else. And even if we give, that giving is really not our own necessarily, because it didn't originate by us. It's a response. It's like you put something in the earth and then it responds. So it's not an ultimate giving. There's only one true origin of giving, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. He's the ultimate of the giver. But that kayach, that power, he gave to the person also. Where a person can rise up and be a giver like him. And that is by the chesed agomer, by the ultimate in goodness in giving. Like we said there, it originates in the person himself. It's not influenced, it's not forced by any external powers. And therefore, through chesed, a person also can rise to bond himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he rises beyond the level of chet. This is why Shlomo HaMelech said that chesed ve'emes yechupar ovan, that through chesed and through Torah a person can atone for his chatoy. And these are some principles when it comes to the midah of gemilas chasodim, and to what we had here in the Sedra, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejected entirely Ammon and Moab, because they were the antithesis of this quality.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za, or contact us via email at audio@yGj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.